good morning, everybody. This is Glenn Coble. You're listening to On the Air with Glenn Coble and Scott Spears. Actually, it's Scott Spears gets stopped billing because he's the boss, right? Anyway, we're having a good morning. It's a little rainy. We're not out at the fair like we were hoping that we would be out at the fair, but they're going to be out there in the afternoons. So go on out and visit and say hi to the folks. And I hope the fair has been wonderful for you. I hope this weather lets up for the kids. That's what I'm worried about. Hey, Scott, you there?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking we should mention that today is Kids Day at the fair.
Yeah.
Until 12 noon. If you go between 8 and 12 today, you can get in if you are a kid for free. I believe that's 12 and under, I believe is what that is.
Okay.
Now, the rides were supposed to start at 10 o'clock this morning because of Kids Day, but I don't know if that happened or not because of the rain. I do know that the rest of the week the rides start at 12, and Friday is Veterans Day. You get in for free from 8 until 8 a.m. until 12 noon if you're a veteran on Friday.
Yeah, that's a nice feature that they. I think they've had that every year, and it's nice to allow that. You know, I've never taken advantage of those veteran things. I went one time. There is a restaurant in town that offers a free meal for any veteran on Veterans Day. So I took my wife to this particular restaurant, and the line was out the door and around the block, and that was all she said. I'm not going to wait for a free meal. And there are people that needed it more than I do. I could live off my body fat for probably about 2 or 3 months, I think.
You know, you could come over to the fair Friday morning, and because we'll be on from 10 till 1, and you wouldn't have to pay anything.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what I'll be doing on Friday is getting my RV ready to go on a trip. So.
Oh, you're heading. Where are you going?
Well, we usually go to one of the state parks around the area. That's all.
No Charles Corral in you yet?
Not yet. Well, not at the price of gas. No.
No. Kind of kills everything.
Yeah, I get about 12 miles to the gallon, so you don't want to go too far. I'm going to go. We may go up to Lake Erie. I'm not sure.
But. Now, what was the question we got right before a break from a caller?
Who?
About the Social Security office?
Oh, yeah. I was wondering about all those lazy people out of the Social Security office. Who are they working again? And I didn't know the answer to that.
Does the Social Security office send you things in the mail?
We get things in the mail from the Social Security office. Yes, both my wife and I get Social Security. So, yes, we do get that. But a lot of it's done electronically now.
But have they been not sending you things?
No, I've gotten everything we were expecting.
So what was the tenor of that question?
Well,
I think ask more questions.
And he's called in before and was disappointed with. I think he's tried to go out to the office, which is out by the YMCA. I think he's tried to go out there and talk to somebody in person, and I think they've been closed or nobody available or something like that. And that's frustrating. I'm sorry?
I say they've got to have hours.
I'm sure they do have hours. But it is frustrating when you, us old folks, we like to talk directly to people. We don't want to talk to a computer. And
well, I'm looking here now. The Social Security office is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and I guess Wednesday. Monday through Friday, I guess it would be. 9 a.m. to 4, closed Saturday and Sunday.
Well, maybe that gives him an answer. Maybe he can get out there at that time and talk to those lazy people.
call Sarah, the bus driver.
Yes.
And have her take you right out there.
Sarah will do it for what, a buck and a quarter? Isn't that what it is?
Well, something like that. Well, you know, I know we gave her a free pizza last night.
Oh, my.
Pizza Hut.
All right.
So, she screwed it up and got Hawaiian, though.
Oh, those are good, though. You don't like Hawaiian?
No, I don't want pineapple on my pizza.
I really like those as a change, and they're a little less filling. But I don't need as much filling anymore as I used to. You know, that's I used to weigh about, I don't know, 175 pounds before I found out that Pizza Hut had a eat as much as you want lunch.
Now, have you ever had a fried Twinkie, fried Oreo, fried strawberry, fried any of these things?
I have never been brave enough to do any of that stuff. Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what it tastes like. I mean, I know what a Twinkie and an Oreo tastes like, but when you deep fry it, wonder what it tastes like.
Yeah, well, I suppose the only way you can find out is go get one, Scott.
Well, maybe Pastor Craig will. You know, the Oreo would not be my thing, but the Twinkie and or the strawberry, I think would be interesting.
I think a strawberry would be very good deep fried. Yeah, I didn't know they did that. But, you know, the one that really bothers me, it almost makes my skin crawl, is a deep-fried stick of butter, which you can get out in Iowa State Fair or something like that. Doesn't that make your skin crawl?
You know, it doesn't sound great to me.
No, it doesn't. And I think you'd have to freeze it, and then otherwise it would just turn into liquid butter, right? I don't know.
I guess.
I'm not into that stuff anymore.
Well, they just had the big eating yesterday we had a lot of calls about the big eating contest they had out at Nathan's in Coney Island.
And apparently that was a disappointment of 63.
Yeah, but that's gee whiz.
But he had done better.
He had done better, but my God, he got $10,000 for that.
I'm not eating that many hot dogs for $100,000. Sounds terrible. Hey, we got a phone call. Shall I go to it?
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, it's Pastor Craig.
Hey, Pastor Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
How about 63 hot dogs for you today?
Oh man, the thought of having six hot dogs makes me want to get sick.
Yeah, I told my wife if I had three hot dogs, I would be puking. So.
Man, I'm telling you.
What are you calling in about, my friend?
Well, so what's this? I'm hearing on the radio. I got a show today. I'm doing a show.
I don't know. Scott?
Hey, listen, that was you and Terry and Nate. Hey, by the way, I got an update for you. Just seconds ago, I learned that Terry will not be in the office today.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I turned the lights on for him.
Can you imagine?
No, I'm seriously, I'm planning on it, looking forward to it. And so, Scott, where is this fried food set up?
Well, you know, I wish I knew. I just saw a picture of it on somebody's Facebook today from the fair, but I couldn't tell where it's exactly located. But apparently, it is a fried food. There's a big sign out front that's got like eight different fried food options.
For our listeners, Pastor Craig could use a little bit of fried food. He's skinny as a rail.
Well, listen, I'm going to get there early, and I will find where that booth is, and I will show up.
Hey, if you find the French waffle booth as well, let me know where that's located.
Yes, I'm going to find out. I'm find that out, and I will let you know.
So what is on the agenda for the big two-hour taste test today with you and Nate?
Well, you know, the show never has an agenda, so we've kind of, you know, stepped out of character to even have an agenda. We know it's going to be fair food, but outside of that, who knows what'll happen?
Ooh, are you bringing your own little barf bags?
what fair food are you gunning for? You're saying, man, I got to get some of this.
I'm actually going to look and see if there are some things that are different, maybe some things I've never had at the fair before.
Well, I'll tell you, that fried, to me, the Oreo, the Twinkie, and the strawberry are fascinating because the Twinkie, I guess, has been around, but have you ever had a deep-fried Twinkie?
No, I've never had one, and
no.
I have heard about it,
And the popularity of these things now apparently has spawned a whole stand that just deep-fries candy bars and Reese's cups and...
Do they have,
that's fascinating to me.
Do they have deep-fried grasshoppers?
I don't think they have those at the fair.
Okay, never mind.
No, but I'm intrigued by the deep-fried strawberry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
I love strawberries, and I love the strawberry frosty, so I don't know if deep-frying them does anything to them. I just don't know about the deep-fried Twinkie, because this has been the long-term one. And I don't know, I mean, Twinkies are good, but what does deep frying do?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not real big on that, but I'm intrigued by the strawberries and everything, so I'm going to do my very best to round up some deep fried food.
Cool. It sounds like
fun. That's what you have to do at the fair, deep fried food and some kind of beverage, heaven knows, to wipe the palate off for this stuff.
Yep, definitely.
They don't serve communion wine out there.
No, they don't. They don't.
Okay.
All right.
You have a great day. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Bye-bye. I think he's going to eat too much.
That'll be on 4:15 to 6 today from the fair. Hopefully the reception's good. You know, not only does the radio signal take an impact with the weather like this, the Wi-Fi signal takes an impact as well.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. When you get 25 degree drops in the temperature over the day, it can have a significant drop.
Hey, I thought of you last night.
Oh, go ahead.
There was a lightning strike that sounded like it was directly your direction from my house, and I wondered if it was close.
Well, I don't know if I was struck by lightning.
Oh, okay. Well, we had one strike the street right behind. I live on Euler, and it sounded like one hit right behind me on Reed Street, but I also heard one that sounded like it was more out towards your direction that was really loud and hard.
Well, it was loud and hard last night. It was bright and all kinds of things. It was messy last night.
My puppy dog curled up on my lap and wouldn't go away. No matter how hot he got.
Did you have a lot of fireworks in your neighborhood with this new law?
Yeah, we did. We had more this year than we had had in the past, yes.
Yeah. Kind of interesting, isn't it?
No, it's kind of annoying.
Well, that's the new world we live in.
I know. And
now let me give you a hypothetical situation.
All right.
Because we've come upon a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
Now, let's say there is a show where, let's say, three people are involved. And one person says, okay, you two go do the show from a different location, and I'm going to come to this location and make sure everything goes okay. Now, that's the premise of the day. Now, knowing that there's nothing they can do from that location that will help the show, and then the day of the show they say, well, you know, I'm not coming anyway. Now, do you think they ever plan to be there at all?
I'm lost.
Well, that was just a hypothetical. I couldn't. Which part didn't you understand?
All of it. But I'll tell you what, if what you said toward the end there was any significance of what went on, I would say they had no desire to help out anyway.
Well, let me baseline the whole story again.
All right.
There are, let's say, five people involved in a show.
What type of show are we talking about? A radio show?
No, let's say a television show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, a television show. Five people involved in a television show.
Okay.
And one person says, okay, you guys are going to go to a different location next week to do the show. I'll stay here at the television station and make sure everything's okay. Now, knowing that there's nothing they could do there that would make it okay. And then the day of the television show, they say, you know, I'm not coming in. Now, do you think they ever had intention to come in?
Responsibility is something that my mother and father always drove home for me. And it sounds to me like they were very not responsible. So, I doubt that they were ever planning on doing it anyway, if that's the way they were going to be.
Well, you know, and again,
all five of them wouldn't show, or all four of the wouldn't show?
No, the other four are fine.
Oh.
They're going to go to the remote location and do the show.
Oh, but the person who's running it is...
Yeah, the person who volunteered said, I will stay back to make sure this is okay. knowing there's nothing they could do that would make it okay, and then the day of the show saying, I'm not coming in at all.
Sounds to me like that's somebody I don't want to have to deal with. I would be very angry.
I think we'll have to address it.
Okay. And so but, this is not terribly hypothetical then, it sounds like.
No, but I don't want to out anybody. But, you know, it's just things like that. I've had a conversation a lot recently.
Are you talking about me? Did I do something wrong?
I've always said he's irresponsible. There's trouble. No, I've just had this conversation recently with a bunch of people about when I started in radio broadcasting, and it's for all broadcasting, the only excuse for not showing up was you're dead.
Yeah.
But now it's just, I don't know. It's very lackadaisical. It's very, there's nothing wrong with putting on a repeat, but that should be the last resort.
Well, you know, it would be different if people were paid well.
But I don't think, I don't know anybody in radio who was ever paid well.
Well, maybe some of the people
you've
interviewed. And,
you know, I'll tell you what, if people were paid well, half of the behaviors and the hours that people keep would be gone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why people become irresponsible like that. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And even to this day, if I say I'm going to do it, and, well, occasionally I
well, you know what,
up,
Glenn, that's a horrible message, I think. I think it's a horrible message to say that money's the motivator.
It unfortunately is with a lot of people.
Yeah, but you know, here's the problem with that.
Okay.
Money does not, I mean, what's the breaking point? If you make minimum wage, you cannot show up, but if you're making $20 an hour, you should show up.
I think if you say you're going to show up, you should show up. I mean, if you make an appointment to show up, you should show up, period.
Right. And I don't understand. If you don't want to do it, just say, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't just not show up.
You're making me feel really guilty because Linda Sims and I have talked, I don't know, about 2 or 3 months ago. We talked about me going on her show, and I keep forgetting to arrange that with her. But Linda, if you're listening, we will get this done.
Well, no, guesting on a show is different. What I'm talking about, I mean, I've had guests cancel or get the day wrong.
Yeah.
A guest is a little different. I mean, but if you are hosting a show and people are promoting that show, and they expect
you should
it to
be
a new show.
Absolutely should be there.
Yes, and you don't show, or you don't even try to get somebody to come in for you, or whatever. I don't quite understand that.
I don't either. And what do people, if they do that sort of thing, what do people think is going to happen? Dead air?
Here's the issue with radio and television, different than if you're working someplace else. You're not disappointing the station staff if you don't do that. I mean, because really, we just look at it as, well, I guess you were lackadaisical. You know who you're disappointing is the people listening to that show.
Yeah, and a lot
of
people...
They aren't paid anything.
And a lot of people think nobody listens to those shows anyway. I mean, that's what I've had people say to me at every radio station I ever worked at. They always say, well, nobody listens to those shows anyway. But we've proved that wrong. Like when we do Family Feud and you get 35 phone calls in an hour, you kind of figure out that there are people listening to the shows.
Well, I had a 25-year-old kid call in this morning to talk to me about TikTok on his way to work at Sally's.
Really? I'd like to talk to some kid about TikTok because I have no idea what it is.
No, but I mean, I just, it's amazing to me that when you're, and listen, I have had to miss days, but I always say, hey, listen, tomorrow's going to be a best of show. And I do try to get people to cover it.
Yeah, I've covered for you a couple of times.
Absolutely.
You called me in plenty of time, and I was able to do it.
Absolutely, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
But, you know, the point is, though, and sometimes things do come up, and so it's not a chastisement of everybody. But when you are completely lackadaisical all the time and just, you know, to me, that's offensive to the audience is what that is. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother you. Half the time, we don't even know if you're live or not.
Yeah.
But the people listening do.
Yep.
And, you know, so if people don't listen to your show because you're constantly putting on repeats, I guess you have only yourself to blame.
Now I'm starting to get really worried because I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. Am I going to do my regular show? Are you going to be here, or am I going to do it from the
fairgrounds? No, I won't be there tomorrow because I'll still be broadcast. So you'll be doing your regular show.
Regular show tomorrow. Okay. It's 10 to 10:15 till 1, right?
No, it's just. I guess to me, I've had this conversation recently with. I think I had it with the pastor. I had it with Angie. I had it with Linda. And there are just habitual people who abuse this, and I don't know why.
Well, it's kind of rude. That's all I can say. Yeah,
but on to something more cheer.
Yeah, let's talk happy. Oh, you know, one of the things that you talked about early, you were talking about age and how things... Well, it just popped into my head. One of the things I wanted to discuss on one of my shows was the difference between when you get to be 76 years old or whatever ancient age you become, you look back and you say, I remember that. I remember being at the Final Four with Magic and Larry, and it was a great time, and it seems like it was about 4 or 5 years ago. And then you realize it was... 45 years ago. Time seems to, it's kind of strange. I still think of myself as an athletic director, and yet I haven't been one since 05. What? No, not 05. Since, I don't remember. 96. And I still think of myself that way. So it's kind of crazy how time just kind of gets put into a bottle.
Well, here's how I had an age rant this morning. It actually is the reason the 25-year-old kid called in.
Maybe that's why I thought
it was. I am starting now. This TikTok, which I'm not on TikTok. I don't. You know, it's fine if people are, because I think it is some form of entertainment for people. But what I don't understand now, it's my understanding, and I've seen TikTok videos, that it's completely about getting attention. The whole point of TikTok is to do a video in under a minute and see how many people will watch it.
Okay.
Now, okay, if you are under the age of 30, I understand that because that's your generation and that's just, you know, that's kid stuff. And if you watch it and you're over the age of 30, I understand that because entertainment's entertainment. But if you are over the age of 30... and you're making TikToks on a continual basis. I mean, I have to wonder, I don't understand. Are you just that bored, or are you trying to get attention? Are you attention deprived?
Well, you know,
I understand why people in their teens and 20s want attention, but I don't understand why people in their 30s and 40s want that kind of attention.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting. My wife and I have had that very discussion. We'll be listening, you know, motorcycles going in front of our house doing the rum bum 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 rum bum. There's no reason that you need to rev your engine like they do. And also, most motorcycles come with mufflers, which they take out and throw away, obviously. That's just to get attention. It has nothing to do with how well you're a rider. The people that go out and fire all these fireworks that scare the heck out of dogs, and it goes on forever and ever and ever, that's just to get attention. I know it's kind of fun to blow something up, but...
You know what's interesting? One of my favorite stories, and I don't know if I've ever told it on the air, and I have to be careful because it is a true story, and I'm not going to say the person's name because they don't come off very well in the story. But years ago, somebody said to me, matter of fact, I think it was the first year this station was on the air, so 8 years ago now, we were going out to get supporters, because you got to have money to run the station.
Sure.
And we went to one of the big supporters of a lot of radio stations here in town, and we're dealing with the person who deals with the money for that particular group. And the person said, now, I was just in the room. I was not doing the deal. But the person had them on speakerphone, so I could hear what they were saying. Not that I wanted to hear, it just happened to be that situation.
Yep.
So they were doing the deal, and the person said, the person from the money group, said, your programming is too old, and if Scott is the program director, he is one of the oldest young people I've ever known. now, and that's okay, but this person was like maybe 15 years older than me. I don't even know if they're that. Now, subsequently to that 8 years, they have they had two kids and a wife, long-term marriage, divorced because he took a run at a young girl.
That's kind of a rude thing to say. Took a run at a young girl. Okay.
Well, what do you want to say? How would you characterize that?
He was, well, I'm not sure, but I've never heard
that's
it.
That's the best I could do on short notice.
Okay, go.
he took a run at the girl, and so that ended his marriage.
Lovely.
As it should have. And then lost his job.
Ah.
Because he was, you know, out too late and calling off work and trying to act like he was 20.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, last time I saw him, he gained about 30 pounds.
Hey.
No, all I'm saying is...
This isn't me, right?
all I'm saying, this young, acting, older person didn't do them a whole lot of good. So I don't know. To me, that's the problem with the TikTokers. I think they have no self-awareness of how old they are.
Yeah.
And
there are a lot of strange things that we do to get noticed. And the thing that I see a lot of, especially around here, is guys wearing cowboy hats. Come on. What in the world are you wearing a cowboy hat for? You're not a cowboy.
Do you know how many people over the age of 40 I have seen who look so nice for their age because they don't try to look 20?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that is the point. And you know what? Whatever. Say I'm the oldest young person you ever met. What are you basing that on? You know, here's the thing.
I'd say that's a compliment, quite frankly, Scott.
Well, that's what I thought. I either you're saying I know a lot or I'm responsible, because that's what that entails.
Yeah.
So I'll take that. But, you know, most of the decisions I've made, and if he was referring to the programming, which I think he was, of this station, well, yes, there are a lot of people over the age of 40 on this station. And you know what the reason for that is? Because nobody else is using them. They act like if you're over 40, you're dead.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that.
And most of them are interesting and more interesting than the younger people. Younger people, if you watch, you know, late night TV or something like that, and they bring on one of these new young people that's all the rage, well, the basic reason why they're the rage is because they do something outrageous. They're good looking. They're really thin, and you won't hear about them in 5 years. So the ones that you bring on, everybody's heard of those people.
Well, and they've got a... I always said, what story does a 25-year-old have to tell? I'll give you a great example. And I love having her on, Ashley Williams. You know, I love her. She's a great actress.
Uh-huh.
And she's starring in these Hallmark movies. She gets two or three Hallmark movies a year where she's the star of the movie. I have her on. But when it comes to having her on, aside from talking about her upcoming movie... She's only in her early 40s. What in the world else are we going to talk about? But I have Dick Cavett on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
The other day.
He interviewed Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
He was at Watergate. He was on Nixon's enemies list. You have a little more perspective.
Yeah.
The older you get. When you're coming on when you're young, you're either coming on to plug something or you're coming on because you're in the middle of something. It's all very... centered. The older you get, you have a story to tell.
Well, one of my biggest annoyances now at my age, I would like to run for office again, and I really think I'd be good at it. Now, I really know in the state of Ohio, as a Democrat, I have very little chance, but I think I'd be a really good senator or congressman from the area. And I know that's a little I think maybe too highly of myself, but the problem is I'm told I'm too old, and I don't think you're too old until you're till your mental capacity isn't up to speed. Or, I mean, just because I can't run 110.3 anymore doesn't mean I couldn't really give a lot of good encouragement and mentorship to a lot of people. But I've been told I'm too old. Don't even try.
No. I think that's... I mean, we just elected the oldest president ever, and before that president, we elected the oldest president ever.
And what is the big downfall for the president? The Republicans are all saying he's old and he's doddering and stuff like that. Now, if they didn't say that about Mr. Trump when he was there, but the Democrats did. So I don't know.
There are only a few jobs I think where age matters. Now, I think being a police officer or a firefighter, there's an age where you probably don't want to do that anymore.
Or probably an automobile racer or
Well, and I also think a surgeon. I don't know if I'd want an 80-year-old surgeon.
I don't know though. Yeah, you know, with the aid of computers anymore, a lot of surgery is not done directly by the surgeon, but by a mechanical instrument that he directs. So
I would do that, and I would even teach or be in the room and direct. But your eyes do get older, your reflexes do get older, and that's a job. If you've got somebody's chest laid open, that stuff might matter.
Yeah. Well, but you also probably have four or five other professionals standing around helping you that can take over if for some reason or other you did have a problem. But
well, that's what you want.
Yeah.
But I just think that but there are certain jobs I think you get better at as time goes on.
Oh, I agree.
Like, I think older broadcasters, when they leave the profession, are probably at their height.
Probably, yeah. Unless something bad has happened, like they've gotten dementia or something like that.
Well, hopefully they didn't leave them on the air too long if they had dementia.
Well, sometimes you don't know.
Well, they must be popular if they're left. You know what? That's such a... I don't know. I would hate to be the one to go to somebody and say, you've got to be... You'd have to do something pretty awful.
Yeah.
Because some people are just eccentric.
Yeah. Well,
but it's only when you're old does it come to become dementia.
Well,
if you're 50 and acting weird, you're eccentric. If you're 80 and acting weird, you got dementia.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to your show the other day, last week. I think it was fairly recently with Dick Cavett. The very first thing I thought is, ooh, he's sounding like he's getting old. Well, first of all, he is getting older. Then I realized it was probably early morning for him.
9 o'clock in the morning.
And he was, maybe hadn't had enough coffee. By the time he hung up, he was sounding like the Dick Cavett of old.
Well, that's what it is. You know, you get revved up. When you do an interview or do a show, when you first come in, you're usually stronger your second hour than your first hour.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to come in. I think radio's interesting, much more interesting than television, because radio, in most cases, you are alone in the room unless you have a guest.
Right.
And it's hard to charge yourself up in an empty room.
My wife and I watch Perrault. Hercule Poirot. It's an Agatha Christie thing, and it's on British television. And he always refers to his little tiny gray matter. And sometimes the little tiny gray matter isn't working as well. Especially, if you haven't gotten fired up, like in the second hour of any show, you're saying you're better. Well, you've gotten fired. You've gotten those little gray matters rolling, and that seems to help.
You know, I'll tell you, though, after 4,500 hours on this station and working at three other stations, I can tell you, though, there are some mornings that you get in and you have a guest And by the end, you're thinking, holy mackerel.
Yeah. Well,
thank goodness I don't have to do that again.
Yeah, I've had days like that here, but not very often. I've always loved doing radio. I don't know why. I guess it's because I like the attention that we were talking about before. But doing the radio really stimulates my brain to think, you know, because you can't sit here and talk for 2 hours without thinking. I mean, you just can't.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, particularly of talk shows, whether they're on television or radio, that sometimes the guest is very giddy to come on, but I don't think they realize it's a talk show because they don't. I'll give you an example. One time I had a guest, and they were a performer, and they were not nationally known. It was more of a state-known thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, so what do you do in your act? Well, I tell jokes. I said, well, what kind of jokes do you tell? I'm not going to tell you. And I said, okay. I said, what else do you do in your act? I do singing. I said, oh, so what do you sing in your act? Not going to tell you. And after that, I said, well, hey, thank you for coming.
Sounds like that was his bit. Is not telling anybody what he was doing.
Why would you come on a talk show to not talk?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the reasons why I asked Mike Larson to come on in this next hour with me, I'm hoping he got my message when and where and the phone number, but is because he's one of those people, he's done everything under the sun that I've wanted to do, and he can talk forever. He was a stand-up comedian. He's been on Leno. He's so he can talk forever, and I love having him on because he does. He will have an opinion on everything.
Well, and I'm not speaking of Mike or anybody in particular, but you know the other swing of that coin, the people who don't want to talk, but then there's the people, not that they talk too much, but they just they think they know it.
Yeah,
you know, they're so overconfident that they'll walk into any situation like, I got this. I know this business.
Listen to me.
Yeah, listen. And I think, well, you know, you may have been on radio or television, but this is a host. It's a different day. It's a different topic. Anything can happen. You know, it's not. Yeah. I don't know. It's like the person who goes on stage who says, I don't get stage fright. And maybe that's true, but I think, you know, stage fright is derived from wanting to please the audience.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to please the audience, why are you going out there?
Now, I was an actor for a couple of years. Well, more than that if you count my college career, but I always got stage fright. And I almost get ready to puke before I had to go on.
Isn't that what stage fright is?
Yeah.
I don't want to disappoint these people.
It was exactly it. I just didn't want to disappoint people.
So if you no longer care about disappointing the audience,
you're not doing anything that's worthwhile. Yeah.
Right.
And then I found out I couldn't memorize lines, and that really did hurt it.
You know, I'll tell you, memorizing lines, the one thing that I've learned, the times I can't read a speech because it triggers things in my mind that I want to say, and then if I do that, it's hard to get back to the written speech.
Yeah, I understand
But now acting, which I haven't done a whole lot of, but a few times, what I have found with acting, and the only advice, and it's not very good advice that I would ever give an actor is, you cannot memorize lines. You have to, but you have to... You have to memorize it like you're saying it.
Yeah.
It has to be in your own words.
Yeah.
It almost has to be like you're having a conversation, not reading a line.
Yeah. Now, one of the greatest compliments I ever got was I was Charlie Brown in a national competition, and I'm not sure whether it was Chicago Tribune analyst or it was somebody famous and big time, said at the end of our performance, he said, It was a wonderful performance, but it'd be nice if Charlie Brown knew his lines. And we talked about it later on, and he said, you did a remarkable job of covering. And that was really kind of nice, I thought.
Yeah, that's a good compliment.
That meant,
well, recently
I knew
was telling the audience this morning, and I can't talk too much about it yet, but I got a call yesterday out of the blue from a very well-known person. You'd know the name if I said it. Who does not live in Ohio, who all of a sudden was wanting to get a hold of me. I probably had not talked to them in over a year. And they sent me an email because they did not have my current phone number. Then they called the station and tried to get in touch with me. And it's about a project that they want me to work on them with. And I don't know yet. I haven't decided if I would want to do it. But it's nice to have offers like that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You're going to get paid?
Well, yeah, I think there would be pay in.
Good. That's nice, too.
Yeah, but, you know, it's they called me. Yeah. It's nice that they thought of me.
Absolutely.
And it goes back to the point, and Linda and I were talking about this yesterday. You know, I think this station will go on forever in some form or fashion. But, you know, it's interesting to me. Nobody goes on forever.
Right.
So, you know, I guess I don't understand why anybody would think the end of something is the end of that person.
Okay. And
well, like, I'll give
and
you an
or
example.
that radio station. I mean, just because you close the doors on a radio station doesn't mean it will end, because it's still in a lot of people's mind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at WMRN now.
Yeah.
There's not a single bit of live programming on there.
Yeah.
But you know what? People still remember Charlie Evers. They remember Madge Cooper. They remember Jeff Ruth.
Yeah.
It didn't go away.
No. And it's part of Marion.
It's part of... Well, and you know, the thing of it is, you know, I left WMRN voluntarily after 5 years. It didn't end my career. I wouldn't be here today had I not done that.
Yeah. I one of the things, I've broadcast sporting events for years. Even here in Marion, I used to broadcast the, different sports. And I still have people that come up to me and ask me if I'm still broadcasting sports. But I really never was a very good sportscaster. But they remember you because you become part of their life. That's all.
Well, that's it. And again, that's even if you did stop totally. Look at somebody like Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped, 13 years before he died, and never did another thing.
No.
And to this day, he's still revered.
And he still has shows on TV.
Well, because it's your body of work.
Yeah.
That's really, it's not are you on today. It's what did you do when you were on.
Mm-hmm.
That's always what it is. I mean, it's always great to add to your body of work, but just because you're not doing it anymore doesn't mean that it cancels out everything you did.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to me, that people try to stop you as if that's going to erase you. It doesn't.
Well, one of the things I'm trying to do, and we don't have very much time left, but one of the things I'm trying to do is decide about 6 or 7 songs that absolutely encapsulate my lifetime, so that they can be played at my memorial.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I think you're nervous about this exam.
No. But anyway.
You're subconsciously nervous.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Spears.
Thank you very much. I've had a lot of time to think about it.
Well, we only have 2 minutes left to go, so I'm not going to go into this. But it's kind of fun to try to find these different songs. I've probably pulled about 20 songs that are candidates. So
is another song, Another One Bites the Dust?
No, I haven't pulled that one. That's a good thought, though. I could put that right at the end.
Some humor.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I not that I'm going anywhere, but I told people a long time ago, I do not want a memorial. I don't want a funeral. I don't want anybody to see me. I don't want a graveside thing.
I'm the same. Yeah.
I don't like any of that. You know what? When I check out, That's it. You can remember me at home. Sit at home and remember what I did.
I've told this more than once, but my wife absolutely has it all down what's going to happen to me after I pass. I will be cremated, and she's going to put me on the mantle in our house so that she can keep an eye on me. She's told me that more than once.
Oh, you know, it's too deep to get into at this point with 90 seconds, but it's funny because recently my mother has decided that she's now all of a sudden thinking she wants to be cremated.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, what are you going to do with the ashes? Because she's been married twice. Are you going to be buried next to one of your husbands or what? And she said, well, no, I want somebody to keep my ashes. And I said, well, I hope by somebody you're not meaning me. Because I don't want somebody's ashes. I know people do that, but it's not a superstitious thing. I just don't. I'd rather have a picture of somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know what their urn signifies to me.
I find it useless, but yeah, I agree with you. I don't know what it signifies either. Keep a picture of me if that's good for you.
or listen. You know, listen.
Yep.
We've got everything that's ever done in eight and plus years on this station recorded. You know, find an episode of my program and listen to that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
If you want to hear from me or see me, but if people do that, that's fine. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's not for me.
Yep, me either. That's why I want to have the music played.
Mike Larson coming up next.
Yep.
With Glenn Coble.
Yep.
Don't forget, live from the fair today, Pastor Craig and Nate and some interesting food.
Sounds like fun.
15 to 6. Always fun, Glenn.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels.